Chapter 30. The Escape. Conclusion. Nor was the professor mistaken. In less than an hour the Martians returned, in larger numbers than before, and, while the first throng had seemed to consist of only soldiers or police, the next attack was made by thousands of men, women, and children. They all seemed anxious to destroy the strangers. Those who had been disabled by the electric guns revived, and were able to crawl away, but they were too weak to resume the attack. Well, we'll have to shoot at them again, observed Jack, as he and the others noted that the attack was to be resumed. Let them have it, cried Mr. Rauman. Once more the electric cannons were fired, and thousands fell at each discharge of the powerful current. But, in their turn, the Martians brought into use new weapons. First they hurled great rocks and chunks of lead at the projectile, but, as the missiles weighed only a third as much as they would have done on the Earth, they only dented the heavy steel sides. Finding that this would not answer, the little people created clouds of noxious gases that swirled around the projectile like a fog. But this was harmless, as the adventurers could shut themselves in tightly and breathe air of their own making. The gases had no more effect on them than did the ether through which they had traveled through space. Meanwhile, the electric cannons were constantly being fired, and the ranks of the attackers were constantly being thinned. But, ever as the Martians fell, new ones arrived to take their places. They seemed determined to drive the newcomers off the planet or destroy them. There was a lull in the fighting. The Martians seemed to be waiting for something. At last a large crowd was observed coming from the direction of the city. They carried great bundles of wood and torches. They're going to try to burn us out, cried Jack. Good land, eh, Massey, yelled Washington. Ready to burn yet? No, indeedy. With shouts the Martians piled fuel all about the projectile. Then they set fire to it, and tongues of flame leaped up. Don't be alarmed, said Mr. Rauman. We have passed safely through greater heat than they can produce. The gas in the projectile will absorb all the heat. And this was exactly what happened. The flames had no effect on the annihilator, whereas the electric cannons continued to mow down the Martians. The day was now well advanced, and the defenders were getting tired and hungry, as well as apprehensive, for there seemed to be no limit to the fury of the little people, and their scientific knowledge was such that it was probably only a matter of time before they would find a way to destroy the projectile. During a lull in the fighting, when the fire that had been kindled died away, Washington White came around with some food he had prepared. They felt better after the meal, but immediately there came a new apprehension, for they saw that the Martians were digging a great hole to one side of the projectile. What can they be doing that for? Asked Andy. Going to roll us into it, said Mark. No, spoke Mr. Rauman, after watching the crowd at work, I'm inclined to think they're laying a mine, and are going to blow us up. Blow us up? Yes. They evidently have some explosive over there, to judge by the manner in which they guard it. Can we stand being blown up? Asked Jack. I hardly think so. The projectile itself might not be harmed, as it is very strong, but the machinery and motors would probably be damaged. Then what can we do? The only thing left for us to do is to escape. Escape? You mean leave the projectile? No, I mean escape in the annihilator. There is no reason why we should stay here any longer. We have what we came to seek, and though I should like to make some further scientific observations, we will have to forego them. We will start the atmospheric motor and leave Mars. That's the stuff, cried Jack. Nice up here, when you don't do something they don't like, but the Earth is good enough for me. That's what I say, added Mark. The Martians were hurrying their preparations to blow up the projectile. Perhaps they guessed that they must act promptly, or they may have had an intimation that something was going to happen when the ports of the electric cannons were closed. The shutter of the observation tower was sealed, all openings were well fastened, and, Just as the mine was completed, and the explosive was about to be put in, Mr. Rauman started the atmospheric motor, and the projectile left Mars with a rush. Of course, the travelers could not see the blank looks of astonishment on the great faces of the Martians, but they could imagine them, as they shot away from the queer little planet at the rate of 60 miles a second. Well, remarked Mr. Rauman as he went to the pilot house, after seeing that the motor was working well, we got to the place we set out for, and we secured some cardite, which is what I wanted. I am now able to repay you for building this projectile, Professor Henderson. You need never worry about money again. I'm glad of it, as I shall devote the remainder of my life to science, and I may write a book about Mars. Well, ob all de transmigatorius nestat I eber seed, exclaimed Washington, the continual exteriorosity ob the inhabitants ob that planetary sphere the most distant disputatious. Though what he meant by that no one knew, but it seemed to give the colored man great satisfaction. In due time they passed beyond the limits of the atmosphere of Mars, and again were sailing through space, the Ethereum motor doing good work. Mr. Rauman tried some cardite in it, and their speed was increased by half, so they reached the atmosphere of the Earth in much shorter time than they calculated. They met with no mishaps, though they narrowly escaped collision with a great meteorite that was rushing through space, white hot. Well, in a few days we will be at home, remarked Mr. Rauman one night, as he set the atmospheric motor in operation. And I must say I have greatly enjoyed the trip. So have I, admitted Jack, and Mark agreed with him. Maybe Ma Shanghai Rooster won't be glad to get on terracotta again, spoke Washington. Is glad I didn't let him out on Mars. Them funny fellers might eat him up. The rooster crowed, as if glad to be nearing the Earth. 3 days later they came in sight of their own planet, but as night came on, and they did not want to land in the dark, the projectile was kept up above until daylight, and a day later a landing was made near the machine shed, where the annihilator had been built. Well, here we are, safe home again, said Mark. All but the crazy machinist, added Jack. I hope he likes it up there among the Martians. I wonder if we'll ever take another trip like this? Asked Andy. Perhaps, someday, replied Mr. Rauman. I have some other ideas regarding distant planets that I would like to prove. But we'll take a rest and see what use we can make of the cardite. I would also like to learn if my enemy, Forker, sent that crazy machinist to bother me, but he never found out. As the German had predicted, the red material brought back was enormously valuable, and the projectile was more than paid for by a small part of it. The boys resumed their studies at school, and Professor Henderson devoted much of his time to writing a book describing some of the peculiar conditions on Mars, while Mr. Rauman invented a new motor to run with cardite, he having revealed the secret of the Ethereum 1 to Professor Henderson. As for Washington White, he is learning new big words, while Andy says he is glad to be back on a world where a bullet is a bullet and a gun a gun. The end asterisk 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 end of the Project Gutenberg ebook, Through Space to Mars asterisk asterisk asterisk. This file should be named SPMRS-11. TXT or SPMRS-11. Corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, SPMRS-12. TXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, SPMRS-10. TXT Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the US, unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg net or http promo net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www. Biblio FTP FTP Biblio or ETEXT03-2-1-0-99-98-97-96-95-94-93-92-92-91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Asterisk means estimated, semicolon, ebooks year month 1-1971, July 10, 1991, January 100, 1994, January 1000, 1997, August 1500, 1998, October 2000, 1999, December 2500, 2000, December 3000, 2001, November 4000, 2001, October-November 6000, 2002, DECEMBER asterisk 9000, 2003, NOVEMBER asterisk 10000, 2004, JANUARY asterisk the project. Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, Just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501c3 organization with an employee identification number 64-622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.gutenberg.com/... If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael S. Hart, H-A-R-T, at P.O. Box. Prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print the small print. For public domain EBOOKS Why is this small print statement here? They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. You use or read this ebook by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook. You indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. A refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe, and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disc or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the right of replacement or refund described below, one Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this ebook within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. This ebook is otherwise provided to you as is. No other warranties of any kind, express or implied, are made to you, as to the ebook or any medium it may be on, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. Some states do not allow disclaimers of implied warranties, or the exclusion or limitation of consequential damages, so the above disclaimers and exclusions may not apply to you, and you may have other legal rights. Indemnity. You will indemnify and hold Michael Hart, the foundation, and its trustees and agents, and any volunteers associated with the production and distribution of Project Gutenberg TM texts harmless from all liability, cost and expense, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following, that you do or cause: 1. Distribution of this ebook; 2. Alteration, modification, or addition to the ebook; or 3. Any defect. Distribution under Project Gutenberg TM. You may distribute copies of this ebook electronically, or by disc, book, or any other medium, if you either delete this small print and all other references to Project Gutenberg, or 1. Only give exact copies of it. Among other things, this requires that you do not remove, alter or modify the ebook or this small print. Statement. If you wish, distribute this ebook in machine-readable binary, compressed, markup, or proprietary form, including any form resulting from conversion by word processing or hypertext software, but only so long as the ebook, when displayed, is clearly readable, and does contain characters other than those intended by the author of the work, although __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, __, and additional characters may be used to indicate hypertext links, or asterisk the ebook may be readily converted by the reader at no expense into plain ASCII, EBCDIC or equivalent form by the program that displays the ebook, as is the case, for instance, with most word processors, semicolon, or asterisk you provide, or agree to also provide on request at no additional cost, fee or expense, a copy of the ebook in its original plain ASCII form or in EBCDIC, or other equivalent proprietary form, to honor the ebook refund and replacement provisions of this small print statement. 3. Pay a trademark license fee to the foundation of 20% of the gross profits you derive calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. If you don't derive profits, no royalty is due. Royalties are payable to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation the 60 days following each date you prepare or were legally required to prepare your annual or equivalent periodic tax return. Please contact us beforehand to let us know your plans and to work out the details. What if you asterisk WANT asterisk to send money, even if you don't have to? Project Gutenberg is dedicated to increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form. The project gratefully accepts contributions of money, time, public domain materials, or royalty-free copyright licenses. Money should be paid to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. If you are interested in contributing scanning equipment or software or other items, please contact Michael Hart at hart@pobox.com. Portions of this ebook's header and trailer may be reprinted only when distributed free of all fees. Copyright C. 2001, 2002 by Michael S. Hart. Used in any sales of Project Gutenberg ebooks, or other materials, be they hardware or software, or any other related product without express permission. Right bracket asterisk and the small print. For public domain EBOOKS asterisk ver. Through Space to Mars by Rockwood.